Juan Jara on Castro before we begin the return to Sugar and Kubis. That I think Adi showed me the Kibbutz Haran, accepted by Cousins. What daf was it? Our daf, whatever that means. That says that we had a machlokes in the rush. When the Havdalah is made on Sunday, and a person is in the state of Anina from Moshe Shabbos, well, you do or don't make Havdalah on Sunday. Well, the Rambam is in another possibility. You make Havdalah on Moshe Shabbos. I or no name? Well, if you live in a place where Ain Kovrim Balayla, there's no Kvura Balayla, you don't have the status of Aninas at that point, you can make Havdalah on Moshe Shabbos. Solves all the world's problems. Of course, it creates other problems. You don't bury a knife and therefore your status of an O-name? That's a Chiddush. I mean, for two reasons, I have two questions. Number one, does the Ran say it only Moshe Shabbos? Or even all week long? Some kind of question, Moshe Shabbos. Based on what we said yesterday from the Shabbos of Franz Alma Golias. Sometimes if you're near Shabbos, you say, well, look, you had Shabbos, and that's 5 minutes before Shabbos. Can't do anything. Has a different status than a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night. I'm not sure about that. Number two, my bigger question is, so what? You can't bury Moshe Shabbos. But there may likely other things you can do. No? Today I think it certainly wouldn't apply. Well, although you can't bury Moshe Shabbos in America, what the owner of them are not burying, they're just making phone calls. That's what they're doing. They can make phone calls Moshe Shabbos too. But even in those days, we see that they had to prepare Tachrichim and they prepare an Oren. So what? They couldn't bury him on Moshe Shabbos. Why should that be something which is enough to knock out the Aninus completely? I don't know, but that's what it says in the Chiddush Haran. That's the Oren for today. Now we go back to our business of the Sugir and Ksubas. You all have the rush. Today, if you don't have the rush inside, you're hopeless. It's just nothing. You have to have the rush inside. If you don't have to look inside with somebody else, but the whole Shia is better than the Yukim and the Lush and the Rush. You don't have it, so then there's nothing to talk about. Okay, about that. Yesterday, the machloikas between the what we call the Rush and the Radach, of David Cohen, caught about by the Tikkunei Sakesef, the Simon Shin Mem Beis, and the Sivkot Nalas, which goes on the Taz Alas. And I gave you my explanation. The Rosh Lashitasa Avelus the Rabbanon. We thought the Radak would hold that Avelus is the Oraisa. And it's interesting, we'll get to it later, because if the Bechabas Lash and the Shin Pei Gimel is matched that he holds like the Radak, as the Divrei Tzofim points out, which of course would fit into our way of thinking, because the Bechaba is partial to the Shita, that Avelus is the Oraisa. Avelus the Raisa, he like quotes both sayers, but he's the one who holds it. But according to the Rush, which is what we said yesterday, it should come out differently. Alright. Oh. Now, the whole shtick of Torah was based upon I quoted from the Rosh Yeshivas. The Rosh Yeshivas say, the Lumdus says that even though the Avelus, the Poyal may not begin until, do me a favor, just take the top off there. Until the, may I take the Rambam's off too? No. Thank you. Until the Kvura, but in principle, the conceptual beginning of the whole process is in the moment of the Misa, and therefore there's a difference between the Chuba coming before the Misa and the Chuba coming after the Misa. That's exactly what the Radach says, right? As opposed to the Rosh, the Rosh would not have the distinction, it's just as you need Chupa Ubiya to knock out the Avelus when the Misa preceded the Chupa Biya, so too you need Chupa Ubiya to knock out the Avelus even if the Chupa preceded, because, right, it doesn't, when they say preceded, not preceded, the only time it's counted is the Kvura. That's how we explain. It's still not so glass a combination, as you have to have two hours waiting for your shot. I'll still be horror number two today, so maybe tomorrow. Okay. But now, Rabbi said, the Rosh Hashivas, don't just speak like this. They have a courage. They are lungus for this. They have a mocker. What's the mocker, Rabbi Osai? Dollar number day. The Gemara on the bottom of dollar number day. What's the Gemara say? Look carefully. The Gemara says that this particular Avelis will mach with the Asa Yichud. Why? because it's particular avelos, because it has certain coolers in it. It means like this. My cooler. We have to sit back to this tomorrow again and again. The last few lines of Dalet is my cooler. Ilema the katani ball the mitzuporesh. That's the cooler. That's no cooler. Hasamishim the lo chal alav avelusa. That's the cooler because that's no cooler. There, the reason why it's ball the mitzuporesh is because why? It's because it's the rich gayest. I mean, he's on shots. You see, Klar, that an owner is what the Rebbeah. And others, the Tosfos in the Ramban, which you probably don't have in front of you, and the Tosfos in Ma'atkan Chav Gimel, which you read together, the last line of Tosfos Chav Gimel on his base, the Ramask of Ve'eno, says, doesn't mean Shein Kula Vedava. Hoshkama, Ein Kula Ba'avelus, Kiyim Ba'anidus, Ula'asidus Zuzuli Ba'avelus. Right, as we just read a few times. That's how the Ramban and Tosfos will go against the Ritz Gaon. So that's fine. So what does he want to say? That's not the Pshat. Okay. Ella, so what is the Kula by Avelus? The Katani, Noeg Shiva Simei Amishter, Vachakach Noeg Shiva Simei Avelus. Now, by side, what is it in this Gemara? That's a Kula, right? That's a Kula, is it not? So the Rosh Hashiva says, Kakash, why is that a Kula? Why is that a Kula? If the Chuppah takes place before the Kvura, and what triggers the Avelus? What? The Kvura, and nothing else. Before the Kvura is nothing. So that until, it's also not a Kula. It's an Ikar Adin. Why is it an Ikar Adin? Because you have a Chuppah. The Chuppah triggers the status of Chassan, which is regular Shalom. Regular Shalom, but we know in regular Avelus can't take effect. It's also not a Kula. So why is it a Kula? So why is it a Kula? Why is it a Kula? Oh, you have to answer like this. It's not considered to be a Kula. Why? Because after all, the father died first, before the Chuppah. And the father dying first, although the Poel Mamish, the Avelus may not begin, at least completely, until later after the Kvura, but the seeds of the Avelus are already there. The Avelus is there at least potentially from the moment of the Misa. And therefore the fact that when you have a chuppah bia right after the Misa before the Kvura, that it results in what? The Shiva Simei Mishnah come before the Shiva Simei Avelus is considered to be a Kula. And therefore, we're afraid of Zilzul. That's their right. That's their right. It's a starker right. Nope. So now the shoes on the other foot. What will the Rosh do with this Gemara? We had a whole thing sold yesterday. That the Rosh says, no, till the Kvura is nothing, absolute zero. We had an hour figure. Aninus l'chod avelus l'chod, osim b'zeh mutim b'zeh. Before the Kvura, the whole world avelus is not even to be mentioned. Zero. Nope, so we're back over here with the same kasha all over again. What's the Kula over here? The Kula is, that you have Shiva Simei Mishter, before Shiva Simei Avelus. Why is that a Kula? That's an Ikar Adin. Because you had the Misa, let's get the order straight. Four things happen. Okay, four things happen. Two bad and two good. The bad on the edges and the good in the middle. Misa, Chuppah, Bia, Kvura. In that order. Okay? According to the Rosh, ask the average person who knows a little bit, they'll tell you, of course, the Shiva Simei HaMishnah should come first. Why? Because the word Misa is irrelevant. Because all that starts on Elis is Kvura. So of course, Misa Chuppah Bia Shine. The Shemesh and Avelus Amishnah is starting. Pashas, that's not special Kula. That you forestall the Shemesh and Avelus. Apshitah, right? It's not a Kula. That's exactly the right answer the Rosh Hashivah brought. That's the whole fancy Radach. That really it starts with the Misa and the whole business. But the Rosh denies that. Whoa, they do with this Gemara. That's question number one for today. Everyone understand the question? Everybody say, everyone understand it? Klar? Question number two. Please turn to the Rosh in Simon Tet. Simon Tet. Simon Tet. The question is like this. So we said Shabbat in the Rosh yesterday, the Rosh Lashitoso, that he denies that anything starts at the Misa. Zero. Before the Kvura, nothing happens. So therefore, according to the Rosh, it's no different whether the Misa came before the Chuppah came before the Misa. It's all the same thing, because the Ksura is the determining factor. That's what we explained yesterday. And we mentioned that the Rosh Hashiva, the Seif Shad, and the Radach, what about in the Nekudas HaKesef, to the contrary, that the Misa is significant, and there is a distinction between the Misa coming before the Chuppah or vice versa. And where they get it from, I'm telling you now, from our Gemara, Daf Dalet, and based in the bottom, where the Gemara said it's a Kula to postpone the Shivat Yimei HaAvelus. In the case of the Gemara, the Gemara's case, the Braisa, Misa Chuppah Bia Kvura. That's a Kula. Why is it a Kula? Nothing starts with Kvush, and it's not a Kula. It's like Meis Beregel. Chuppah Bia Beregel. Someone died in the middle of Sukkot. It's no Kula that we don't have the Avelus till after Sukkot. That's the sin. It's a regal. It must be, they say, Pshat Neradach. No, the Misa is significant. And therefore, it's a Kula that we can postpone the Avelus till after the Shivat Reish is over. Oh, that's the right to the Radach. No, the shoes on the other foot. What will the Rosh do with this Gemara? The Gemara said it's a Kula. That you have the case of Misa Chuppa Bia Kvura. It's a Kula that the Mishnah comes before the Avelus. Why is it a Kula? It's a Nikir Adin. That's the Kash. Question number two, Rabosa. Here in the Russian Simon Tess. Want to ever have Simon Tess? Give me a Marmakan if you don't mind. You have a Marmakan? I thought you were going to get me. Find myself easy. Simon Tess. Thank you very much. The Simon Tess was soft in the beginning. I know the carbon is sun all of you. Oh, sun. What did he say? So the Rush starts talking. You know what? Let's just read a small part of it. Okay? The Rosh is talking about the various chumras and kulas that we apply to these various cases concerning ish v'ishto. Take a look here with Dr. Yesh. We'll ask one of Yesh. Yesh shirot l'mimol mikan. The misha meisol meis berego. Kevon shenoag kevon shenoag yimei harego tchila daima lehocha. The kilalei. Yashu ben anoshim, yishena ben anoshim. Wow! Can you imagine that? Never. Someone dies on Yantas. Not only is he in such tzaras, but he has to move out of his house. I mean, it's a yichud problem. Loni hira li, lodami the kilusa the hocha, the akilu beit fe. Why? Shere meislo meis kodem shachalu shivis yimei amishta, v'yitiru lo chachomim lahachnit et ameis lechedem, v'et achosem et akal lechupa, kidei lipchos avelus me'olov. Avo meislo meis berego shekvo chalu lo verego, yishena imo ba'abayim. I'd like to show you a part of the Rosh, which is not, I made a little mistake. It's not on the Maram HaKomos themselves, which I was looking for. Towards the end of the Rosh, a small part, but since you know the figure so well, you'll be able to pick it up. There's an interesting comparison here between Avelus and Nida, which I don't really want to go into now. That's why I didn't want to add it to the list of Maram HaKomos. But there's one line I have to read to you, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. even if we're out of context, but there's an important lesson to be learned. So lo dami lahai kilusa dahacha, kilusa dahacha ifkiu chachamim divrehem, masha astru onein b'tash mishamita, v'tiru lo simchas chupa ubiya, kidei lipchos aveilov me'olov, kidei lipchos aveilus me'olov, af li'acha kvura. Let's leave out the issue of Nida, which again I don't want to get into. So this is a very important line here in the Rush. Why is it such an important line? What's so important about it? You know why? It's against the Gemara, that's why. Oh, got it right out of room. It's against the Gemara, LaFourche. Against the Gemara. The Gemara said that what's the kula? The kula is not that they were matter the beer. You just got to do that, right? My kilusa, you have the Gemara in front of you. My kilusa, if your matter said the beer, that's what because it's before the steam as a goal. That's not the kula. So how come the Rush seems like you're going against the Mefurashi Gemara? No? That's what it sounds like. The Rush keeps talking about Itiru, sounds like the cooler, once again, the cooler is, that's the line which was on the Maram HaKomis, right before Imam Rabbi. But I wanted you to see this other line, which is even more explicit. Same thing, but more explicit. Again, the Tiru, again, the Hifkiu Chachamim Madivreim Asha Otsu Onim B'Tav Shamita V'Tilo Simchas Kupo Birgit Alitchos Avelos Me'olav Avdach HaKvura. A little bit more the fairish in the bottom than on top. But on top it also says, against the Gemara, Pilei Tvoim. Against the Gemara. I have two kashas against the Rosh. One was the Lamdash kasha. That was to do with the Rosh Hashiva's Raya from the Avdala on the days in the bottom. And now we have a simple kasha. The Rush is against the Gemara. You understand this one? Against the Mefurash Gemara. So the Aniyah Zaiti Rabotai, one question knocks off the other. Kushach the Materes of Bechavata. Let me explain. The Rush didn't like the simple shot. What we call it, the Rashiva's shot. He didn't like it. And for good reason he didn't like it. Because that whole shot is predicated on the assumption that what's the real, what we call Be'etzim, you know, conceptual beginning of the Dini Avelis is the Nisa, right? That's why it's a Kula, right? That's why it's a Kula that we have the Shiva Simei HaMishta coming before the Shiva Simei Avelis. But the Rush didn't like that. He couldn't buy it. Didn't agree to it. Because that's not a Kula. That's Iker Adin. Iker Adin. You have a Chupa Bia before a Kvura, so that's an Iker Adin. That's the Mishta comes before the Avelis. Exactly. So the Rush gave a whole loop shot to Gemara, a shot that no one ever thought of. Namely, shot like that originally we had a question. Remember we had the shot which the Tosis and the Ramban I mentioned before. Mikey Lusa, you mean to tell me the cooler of the beer, that's no cooler. Why not? That's a cooler in Aninus. It's not a cooler in Avelis. Now, to read it again, I'll open it one more time. Chav Gimel Amidbeis, the Eino, the top, the last line of the Tosafot. I read it one more time. What does it say? Chavkam, en kula ba'anid ve'avelus, kim ba'anidus, v'la'osu z'l'zuli ba'avelus. That's the Gemara's kasha, right? So here's the answer, Abotai. The answer is no. The kula is that you have the Mishnah before the Avelus. I asked Mika Radin. Here's the part in the Rosh, it's Gavaldik. The Rush is saying, no, we go back to the beginning. The original Teres is still true. The cooler is the beer. That's the cooler. I have the cooler, which is a cooler in Aninus, and not a cooler in Avelis. So you won't count the Mazal in Avelis. The answer is like this. If it would be a self-contained cooler in Aninus, which has nothing at all to do with Avelis, then they would not be making an Avelis. But because this cooler in Aninus has the remarkable effect, then what does it do to the Avelis? What does it do to it? No. What does it do? It pushes it off a whole week. Granted, granted that once it happens, it's mikra din that it pushes it off all week because kind of before the kavura. But it wouldn't have transpired unless we allowed this bia in the state of aninus. So we can say the gemara's maskan is that the bia in the state of aninus will not lead to a zuzla navelus because the bia is only aninus. Nothing to do with Averus. No. Has a lot to do with Averus. What to do with Averus? It pushes it off all week. So therefore, we are everything Yushim Matuv Tam Vedat. The Rosh Hashiva's shot is not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat as the Rosh is at the end seems to be against the Gemara. At the Kula is we allow the beer. Either Gemara said that's not a Kula because it came before she starts in Agola. So what did Gemara then say? No. The Kula is what? At the Mishkan before the Averus. Aye, but that's Mikra Din, because the Mishnah's supposed to come before the Avelis, because the Chupa Vida came before the Kfura, and the Kfura looks after everything. Therefore, the Russian of Pshat, no, you got it all wrong. The Pshat, we never rejected the original Gemara completely. The Kula is the Bia. Aye, so what do we add now? If you only had a Kula and Bia in the time of Aninus, it's not going to lead to any other additional Zilzal and Avelis. But once the Kula and Aninus has a far-reaching effect of postponing the Avelis for an entire week, so therefore, the average person might say, this Avelis is Shvach. Look what happened to it. They pushed away. It's a pushover. They pushed away for a week. So therefore, they may be mezazel in it because we see that they were mekel by allowing the bia, and the bia itself is a chiddush that they were matzah. That I, it's only aninus, not Avelis, the Gemara said at the beginning. And Gemara says no. It's an aninus tikkakula, but it has an effect, an impact on Avelis, and therefore could lead to a zilzul. So now both questions are answered. Yes, fine. Kedei. Kedei, Gavaldik. Kedei. That's what he's saying. Kedei. They were not, he doesn't say that the Kula is merely the fact that had the beer. No, that's the Gemara rejected that. But it's the beer because the impact of pushing off the Avelis will lead to a more zilzul than Avelis. Yes. Okay, maybe. Yeah? I understand. That is a Mikra Din. Look, what's not a Mikra Din over here is the beer. That's for sure. But until now we said that's not Mikra Din, it's irrelevant, won't cause a zilzul, why not? Because it's only an anemic sticker, not Mikra Din. Now we're saying the not Mikra Din, which transpires during anemic, impacts on the Avelis, and therefore we're afraid of a zilzul.
Huh?
Why did
it have
to be there?
What do you
think? If not for it, yeah. Avail to be first. Now Avail to second. It's not the Nikra Din. Only so can happen because of the Chuppah Diyya. If not the Chuppah Diyya, it wouldn't happen. That's my shot. Possibly. That's my shot. Now Rabotai, I have another thing in the rush. Here we go. Hilchach. Again, with a Hilchach in the rush, with a little tzadi, that carbon and sandal tzadi. Oh, we're going to have a whole whoa, just wait. Oh, boy. Look here now. Hilchach, chosen shemeis arvev el chamoso, that means the mother of the caliph. Bein boal, look carefully here. Bein boal, bein shelo boal, hu yoshein bein ho'anoshim, v'hi yesheina bein hanoshim. Whoa. Start again. Chosen shemeis avim ochamoso. Bein boal, bein lo boal. Hu yoshein bein ha'anoshim, v'yoshena bein ha'anoshim. Whoa. What would I say? If boal avada, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara, right? If boal, what happens? What happens if boal? What happens? No, what happens? The Mishnah comes before the Avelus. The Avelus is shvach, and therefore you may lead to a zilzul. So they ask the yichud. Fine. And if lo boal? And if low boil, what happens if low boil? What happens? What comes first? The Avelis comes first. There's no zilzul in the Avelis. There's no zilzul in the Avelis. So the question becomes, so why is there an Isayichah? The carbon is silent on the second kash. Look what he says, Chuck. Sad kasha. So we see the mashma. The noek shibas yimei mishter. The hakach yimei Avelis. I feel it below boil. What? I can't blame the carbon is silent. How else do I shot? You can't blame the carbon asano. Why should there be an Easter yichud if there's no zilzul? If there's no something that didn't happen to the Avelis. There must be, you learn shot in the rush, you push aside the Shivat Yemei Avelus, even in the case of Lo Boal. Nope, so he has a Gevaldik Kasha, an unanswerable Kasha. Can a mice under the price of Boal be a mitzvah? Without the be a mitzvah, you push off the Shivat Yemei Avelus. V'yesh Lomar, V'vadai Hecha, the Chal of Avelus, Kodam Anisuin, Lo Alima, Simchas Kupul, Litchos Yemei Avelus, and Nogmitzchila Shivat Yemei Mishra, and Lo Yadei Tzir of Simchas Bilas Mitzvah. Okay. Rabbeinu Ayri Hecha Shemeis Ovev Shal Kosan Achar HaChupa. Two things are shver. One, it's against me. Because I just got to say it, the Rosh can't, I mean me. It's against the Rosh. The Rosh before is called about the Kudat HaKesef. I said, well, I can't hold this way, but even you don't like my lumbus. But the Rosh is the Farish against it. That's number one. And what's number two, Ika Kosan Min HaSefer. What? The Rosh didn't say that. The Rosh didn't give that shot. No? He didn't give them shot at all. And more than that, if it's true, say it by Shakrovin. The Rosh is talking here only about the Ovev Shal Chos and the Mishal Kala. They have three kashas against the Korban Atama. One's against the Rosh in the Kuda Takes. Two, it's against, if it's true, it should be by Shakrovin as well. Three, Kachosim and Asefer. Who says only after the Mace after the Chuppah? Three bombshell kashas against the Korban Atama. Three strikes of Osai, we all know, this season. Three tracks?
No.
So sure. So no, but you have to give it Adam Shah. You can say this. Yeah? What? Oh! Dog got the right shot. Home run! Home run! Not three tracks. The home run. Grand slam. Shots like this are both said. It's not the Corbin and Sanders fault. He made one little error over here. He understands this line, Hilkach, where the Tzadi is, that's going on the Avelus Negadim. We got stuck. But the answer is not true. We begin at the beginning. See, it's not his fault, the prince's fault. That test is an unusual thing on the Rosh. It's like we had in Tasha's Pinchas. The Piska Biyamta Pasuk. In the middle. You have hardly the finest in the Rosh. The Mordechai is always that way, but the Rosh never happened. That's what got through him off. Look how it goes. Middle of the sentence. Test. Dorash have Yosef Berei the Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Lo Shana, Lo Shva Bol, Ava Bol, Ishto Yishen, Ima Vabai. Uvechosem Shepirza Ishto Nida Mayri. Right? Fiyah Fagav the Bavelos, Yishen Ben Hanoshim, Fagav the Bol, Lo Mishim the Bavelos, Kilo Lai Minida, Deha, Omer Rav Yosef, blah, go to the whole story. The Kitz and Nimrit, what's going on over here is as follows. What's going on is as follows. The Gemara is not quite enough dollars. Why is there a din, Rabotai, that Yichud is also for Ifer Chupas Nida? Simple. Simple. We're afraid this Chosan is Yitzra Tokpo, it's Kona Birishona, and we don't trust him to be together in seclusion. We don't trust him. Says the Rosh, Hu Adin Vahu Atam, as Dov said, the same din with the same reason applies in this kind of a case. What happened over here? Hilka. Chosan Shemesh Oviv Ochamosa Ben Boal Ben Lo Boal. Says Yitzra Yichud. Why? By Baal, the Yitzhak Yichud is why? Because it is built on the Avelus. And by Lo Baal, the Yitzhak is, it's Ishto, Kodem Bia Rishona, and Bia Zasa. So Mali Bia Zasa because of Nidza, Mali Bia Zasa because of Avelus. How come the Avelus came first? There it is. Grand Slam. Ooh, wow. That was against the Korban Asanel. And what's the proof? Take a look, I asked you to see in Yeridaya, the Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Beis. Everyone open up, please. The Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Beis. What does it say? Avol, end of the first wide line. Avol, the dal of the gra. Avol, im konas lechupa v'schilu yomei ha-mishna shalo. Middle of Shiva Sheva, brother. V'chakach, meis lo meis, mutal l'syachar imo k'mo v'shar avelus. Right, some person is in avelus, he's allowed to sit av yichud. V'hu sheboal, avol im lo boal, osu l'syachar imo kol yomei ha-evel, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat. Yeah, so the Bera Gola says, Meimah de Rav Yosef, Ksubas Avdalav Amad Aleph. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What's Ksubas Avdalav Amad Aleph? What did Rav Yosef say? He just saw the Rosh. What did he say? He's in a Chupas Nida. What's the connection to the Chupas Nida? You look at the Beis Yosef. He's saying the Beis Yosef is copying from the Beis Yosef. What's going on? Pritza Nida. How can the Beis Yosef say this is a mucker for this din? The answer is exactly as Dov said. Grand Slam. Nida's Lav Dafka. A man marries a woman, and she's a Surilo, and it's before the Rishona, there exists an Issa Yichud. Meredith. Okay? Meredith. Fine. Incidentally, you see from over here, that in Konas the Chukah of a low ball, you get again an impression, as I said before, like the Radach. That's what I said, if you look at the Lashon of the Mechaber, that's an impression before Mechaber Lebi L'Shitas. Last point in this sugya is the Russian Simon Vov. Okay, Rabbi, I'll say Simon Vov. Everyone, please open up. The Rosh Simon Vov. Okay, the beginning. Vein Monin Tachshitin Min Akala Shloshim Yom. That's found in the Gemara. Tirish Rashi Vein Monin Mimena Tachshitin Mishum Averet B'tav Shloshim Yom. V'kol Shken Le'acha Shloshim Yom. Okay. V'koshe Yehar Tani Be'evil Rabbati Yoisha Muteres Min Tila Seher U'mucha Chosem V'kol Din Shloshim Daima Tisporet V'giyut Eina Nog Be'eshet Ish Shotet Gan Al Baila Imkei Maika Mashmal And Hocha Gabe Kala. Special Kula by Kala. What do you mean by Kala? Every Eshet Ish will make him. Every Eshet Ish will make him. Yeah. It's a separate thing. And Monin Tachshitim Mekala She'iru La'evel B'tov Shlosh Yimei Chupoto Yimitz Kashetet Kekala Afilu B'tov Shivas Yimei Evla Shivas Yimei Evla So this Gana Al Baila Kol Shlosh Yimei Shal Chupos Ma Simpas Chos of Mekalu Zvicha Shlosh Yimei Atzma V'lo Chayla Le Avelis Klal V'gabe Hanach Mili. That's what he's saying, Chiddush Nifla. So what is the Rosh saying over here? That the kula by a kala even within shiva. This is found in Shulchan Aruch Rabotai in Siman Shin Pei Aleph Siv Vov. Everyone, please look inside. Shin Pei Aleph Siv Vov. Okay. The start of the says Gemara. Yishalo Tikcho Vlo Tefakes Vimei Evlo Shekol Elu Asurin Kirechitza. Okay. It's also found here in Moyed Cotton. The Beragola says, Afchav Amid Beis. You all have Moyed Cotton. Maybe it's worth looking in there for a minute. Here we go. It's for the wide lines of Chav Amid Beis, the question of whether it should be Kocheles and Kochetes, the different dinim over there. So the Shulchan Aruch quote in Akamara says that during the time of Avelos of Shiva, we're talking about Shiva here, remember? So it's Kichol and Pirkus makeup, it's like Rechitza, the equivalent of washing, and then it should not be done during Shiva. Then it says something that's interesting. So Eishes Ish, Eina Asura Elatov Shiva, Ala Avalacha Shiva, Muteres Bakol. Now what does the word Bakol mean for both sides? What is Bakol? Hakol, Bakol, Miko, what's Bakol? So if you have no other sources, you read the Shmachaba Kipshuto, Bakol must mean Lo Tikcho V'lo Tepakes, no? Yeah? That they love shot? Isn't there a cloud somewhere? I'm just thinking of it now. That the word Kol has to be at least three things. Look at that cloud. Look at the Sabaki in the Hebrew language. You don't say everything about only two things. No, is that a Zaman rule? Who knows that rule? Who? Come on, who? Nobody knows. Am I making it up? No one in this room? There's a big room here. I made up thing out of nowhere? Okay, I give an assignment. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I recall the rules. Call out at least three. No? Okay, I guess I'm wrong. So leave that to your account. But if you find that I'm right, let me know. I'll quote you tomorrow. Put on number one. All right? On my side, I was at first. Okay. All right. So what's bothering? The shock is it doesn't know what to do with this. Doesn't know what to do with it. What do you mean? What do you mean? Muteres, Bakol, Kichol, and Pirchos, Kadesh, Lutzkan, Al-Vayla. But Kichel and Pirkos is Rechitza. And Rechitza only lasts for 7 days. You need Eishes Fish? No, a single girl, a single boy wants to wear boys' makeup. I don't care if it's sugar. So you also need to after 7 days. What's he talking? What's going on over here? So the Shachas have come down to give a very strained shot. Asur and Kirechitza, Niel and Yezeh Chomer Merechitza. Sha'at Af Akash Shiva, Him Lo Be'eshes Fish. What a shverb shot. The Mechaber took pains to say, you not to say it. He could have said, Ishlo Tikkol 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 Evla, and all would say is he's missing anything. So he goes out of his way to say, Shikol Eilu Asurim Kirechitza. And it turns out it's a mistake, because Rechitza is only 7 to 30. Come on, give me a break. You're saying it's Kirechitza, how can you say, Apella also? No, Apella. Apella. Yeah, nope. What do I do with it? I don't like it. I gotta get a different shot. Let's go further than that. Kala, Baita, Kala, She'ira Eva Tal Shlosh and Yom Lechupata, who tariff this kashe, I feel it's all shiva. Nope. Ask the average Israeli. What do you mean this kashe? What do they tell you? No, what do you mean this kashe? No, one word. Jewelry, home run. Actually, it's really, well, for the moment it's a home run. We have to call it back, you know. The Tzitz Eliezer is like you. Tzitz Eliezer is like Yaakov. That's the chief of this din, that's the din, that's the chief of jewelry. And he asked the Kash, how come nowhere in the Chabad has found a din that a woman is not permitted to wear jewelry in a veil, except for the one exception of here, of a collar. You don't find it. You can't wear a ring, and you can't wear a bracelet, and you can't wear a necklace. How come it's not found anywhere? How come it's not found? It's not in the Yetzer Kasha. It's not found in the Sugi and Afkofala. It's not found anywhere. So the Tzitzel says, well, it is found. You know where it's found? Right over here. This is the source. The source is Sivvav. Because it says, says that, but for a Kala, it means it's also everybody else. Give me a... That's really hard to believe. Hard to believe. So Rabotai, this is a... So we have two kashas. The Shach is shver, and the Tzitz Eliezer's din, the Chor is also very shver. It's not found anywhere else, and it's only based on a diuk. And remember, we had a problem in Rashi as well. We had before that Rashi says, that ein mona tachshita min hakala shloshim yom, what does it mean? It means the shloshim yom of Avelus. Okay? Let's get the Gemara Ksuba underneath in the big pile. Hold on a second. So the Rosh quote. Pirish Rashi, ein mona min tachshita mishim Avelus tov shloshim yom, v'kol shkei li'acha shloshim yom. What? Kol shkei la'acha shloshim yom? What are you saying? Tachshitim says means you can't wear a necklace. What? That means you don't stop the kala from wearing a necklace, even if she's in shloshim, and even if she's in beyond shloshim. What's that? What's beyond shloshim? Of Avelus. What? Only one thing. What's that called? Yud Beis Kodesh. You need to tell me. Catch this one now. That a woman who's not a kala, you're going to tell me she can't wear a necklace for 12 months? Gosh, I thought to give that psak is very dangerous. That's a dangerous psak to try to give. Too late, boy. No. So tell her often. Not only that, the kasha which is quoted by the Mogen Avraham, because the Gemara's Mefurish and Masechta Yuma and Ches, that they derive the Shir Shloshim Yom the Rechitza's Kala, that a Kala can wash her face for she's got married within a month of Yom Kippur from this. According to Rashi, what's the Shloshim? It's not a Shloshim of a Kala. It's the Shloshim of Avelus at the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. The Kam is the answer in the Mordechai, which is quoted in the Machtis HaShekel. I know not everybody was able to get the Machtis HaShekel, but if you saw the Mordechai, you're okay. So everybody open up, please. Simon, tough, poof, chuff, dalit. All together. Yes, what's the question?
My question is, talking about the Shiva runs past the 30 days to the Chuppah. If it runs in after the 30 days, then she...
So the Chuppah is going to work. Let's read the Mordechai together. Tough, poof, chuff, dalit.
Thank you.
Okay? Kosek Mavein Monin, Kosek Rashi, Kosek Mahashloshi. Here's the answer in one word. The first word is the answer. V'takshitin mashma filu ha'avora seor. V'unami takshitin kiritznan per akamad amoyed cotton. I think it's avchesim at base. V'osa isha takshitea b'moed. V'vela takshitea godeles pokeses noteles sara v'tiproneho. Oh. Takshitin does not mean jewelry, Yaakov. I'm sorry. Get that home run back. Foul ball. Just foul. Back to the batter's box. Right? That does the word tachit does not mean jewelry. It means that the Mordechai said it means. Based on the word cotton of ches. It means taking off the hair. Oh, the imtomar. For our meaning period back to the yuma. Goes to the whole figure of a melech and a kala. The Eshlomar, the Hani Mili Legabe Yom Kippur, Abba Legabe Avelus, came in the Sharia to Shloshim. Listen to this. Shem Iko Yemei Avelus, Koshkein Liachar Shloshim, Kachish, the Pharisee of Pirish Rashi. What's happening over here? We now understand everything. We're talking about taking off hair. Isa Tisphores applies to 12 months. Ovarimo applies to 12 months, correct? What happened over here? We're talking the kind of Mace Yimash with Kala. So the kind of 12 months of Elam. Right? So now I say a very interesting thing. A Kala lasts only for 1 month. And therefore you should say that after the month is over, or any dispensation of a Kala is gone, the Mordechai, no. Since in the first month of her being a Kala, we will matter the Easter Chomer of Tisphores, so too, we give her a break and say that later on, after the month of Kala status is over, we're not going to suddenly reinstitute for the first time, really, the Easter Kal of Yud Beis Kodesh. That's what he said. With this, I also understand Rashi Shita. The Torah Leita of Tisphores goes beyond 30 days. We understand the Raya from the Gemara Yuma, as the Mordechai said. And Rabotai, that is the Easter of Tachshitin in our sugya. And about that, he go back to the Mechaber, Rabotai. The Mechaber let us in a, not really fair, he didn't spell it out, but that's what it means. When the Mechaber says, Kala. No, hold on a second. No, Eishes Ish, Eina Surela Shatok Shiva, Aval Acha Shiva Muteret Bakol. That doesn't mean typical with the parkets. No. Everyone's Mutter is not after 7 days. Bakol comes to include Tachshitim. Tachshitim in the sense of cutting off hair. You wouldn't know it. How are you supposed to know what that means? Well, you know what it means a little bit because he has the word Muteros Tzkashe in the next line. So you should do a little read the spade work. You'll find you're really looking at Beis Yosef and elsewhere. That's the impression. That the Bakol means the Easter of taking off hair. That's what it means. Even that's permissible, which is normally a 30-day prohibition, is permissible for Nashis Ish. Kadeshul Tizgana al Baila. Oh, I, the Rosh, has to cash against the Rashi for the Eber Rabbah. He's turned to the Rosh one more time. To the Rosh in Ksubit. One more time. He says, the question of the time of Eber Rabbasi. Aisha Muteres Benatila Seyer, Umucha Chosin Bekold and Shloshim and the Sforos Begir and an Ogbeish Fish. That's exactly what the Mechaber just quoted. What's special about a Kala? What's special about a Kala? Every single married woman, they made a dispensation. What's so special about a Kala? The answer is as follows. If you look in the Ramban on page Kuf Tzadi Vov in the Torah Sa'adam, I guess it should have really been on the Ma'amar climate, but what is? Don't know. Next to the last line. So, there he explains as follows. There are two kinds of cutting off hair that the Chazal were matter for a woman. One is what's called Torneo Shel Mata, a euphemism. This is mutter for every single married woman. Shel Tzgan Al Baila. Fine. Okay. But, here, with the respect of the Kala, we're talking about cutting off the hair on top. Let's say she has hair, facial hair she wants to get rid of, or maybe hair on the head that she needs to get rid of for her hairdo as the case may be, this is also for Shara Shazish, and it's only Mutta for a Kala. And you see, even from the Rashis, who argues with Rashi, you see, the word Takshit would mean fair. It doesn't mean jewelry. And therefore, Yaakov of Sar to say it's a foul ball. There's no such Isser. It doesn't exist. A woman who's in Shiva can wear a necklace, and she can wear a bracelet, and she can wear a ring, whatever she wants to wear. She wants to wear less, that's her decision. There's no such, it doesn't exist. Yes?
Right.
Isn't it wasn't a free will of ours says,
when Nami Tashi can
include
other things, what would that be included?
Good question.
Wait,
what?
Well, are we tough, tough, what? Kuf Kuf Dalit, 1 second. Hey, Mother Tashi, Minakala, Pirish Vashi. Was today. I was upset that Tamidim and Shalita are getting so into the Sugya and Kibbutz and leaving out Kibbutz, and I thought, I'm going to pass you right by. But it looks like I'm not passing anybody too fast. I got a few more horrors to make on the Sugya and the Kibbutz before we finish it. By the time I finish part of the Shiur, we'll be finished. They will just begin a little bit of Kibbutz today. But tomorrow, on both sides, we have to accelerate our pace, otherwise we're just not going to go anywhere. So please be prepared for the whole Sugya of Kibbutz tomorrow, if you don't mind. Okay? Try your best. Try your best. Oh. Now both times. We mentioned a Hagos Maimonius. We have it again. I read it yesterday in Shia. So he said one of the Beferish that you need the chuppah and the beer together, thank you, to knock out the possibility of a Shiva, and the chuppah alone will not be sufficient. And we explained earlier that it may only be the case if the Misa preceded. That's what we spoke about before. Let's read again the Lashon of the Hagos Maimony. Well, the Terek Dalit, Sivkotan, Vav, correct?
Uh-huh.
No, Gimel, excuse me. Terek Dalit, Sivkotan, Gimel. Inami, Asila, Vishari, Bilas, Mitzvah, Gabi, Avelus. Because of my sorrow, Linux Shiva to my Avelis cave and the Chal of Koda Machasana. The Kach, Ball, Dilas Mitzvah, Koda Machura, Vas the Chal of Machasana, Koda Mavelis. I will own two girls to say, no, own in, also the Tashmi Shamit. He says, it's Kitta, how are your souls? How are your souls? That's the Inami. What's his first term? First tariff is, here's the question, about that. Apparently, in this case, the Chazal get a special kula to the Pimata Rabia. But they insisted that the Bia takes place before the Kvur. They wouldn't hold up the Kvur even. Why? Let it take place after the Kvur. What's the difference? But the second tariff in the Yagos Maimini is, they know why, that if the Bia will not precede the Kvur, you'll not be able to have the 7 days of Mishnah before the 7 days of Avedah. That's what we love Shah and Rashi. What's his first shot? No. That's not what he's saying. Maybe in a Hanami the chuppah would be enough, as he said. The chuppah would be enough to knock off the Avel. Chuppah is regular shalom. Alright, so, and they want to give you a cooler beer. Give the cooler beer after the Avel. No. After the Kfura. No, why not? Why not? The loyal mekilin the Gabi Avel, the Tafil the Gabi Chosin, the Avel is Chomer Tvei, Me'aninus. Chomer Tvei, Me'aninus? What does that mean? I saw the different sophists suggest that Avelis is an Issa Be'etzer. Aninus on an Issa Shema Yimoshech. And therefore, we would rather be Matar the Issa Shema Yimoshech and hope it won't happen in this unusual circumstance than be Matar an Issa Be'etzer. That's a nice chat. A nice chat. Now, not measured cool as kumis as such. It could even be all the Rabbanon. But one is an intrinsic Issa. And one is an Issa Shema Yimoshech. We'd rather be Matar the Shema Yimoshech. That's the first shot in the Hagos Maimonides. The Shita and the Ritva have a fascinating reason why they would rather be Matir the Bia before the Kfura than afterwards. Tell you why. Not that two competing Yisurim. An Yisur Aninus, an Yisur Avelis. They pick one over the other, either because you had to do it to knock out the Shemitz and Avelis, or you want to have an Yisur which is more cow. No. They arrange the layer of both sides. They pull the shtick. No Yisur. There's no Issa. He's bald the head to gomel. What? The Ritzgeis? The Ritzgeis? That every owner is Mutter Bevia? Chas Mishalom. But that's Yochid. No. Here's an interesting, fascinating, unbelievable, incredible shot. They say like this. They say that once Chazal instituted that you are required to do the Ma'aseh Bia and do it now, there's no need. You're in jail, sort of. It's a different kind of a jail. You can't be involved, you cannot involve yourself now in Tzorchei Ameis. You're not in violation. If they be matter to be after the Avail, after the Kfura, so they be matter something they had no choice in Makom Hefti. Here, by engineering it, that the person is not allowed to be also the Mason, it's basically has to do with the mitzvah of Vilas Mitzvah, so the male is not, there's no one in it. It's a hutra, it's not a dechuyah. It's a fascinating shot. The Ritzmas is in Ksubas, so that's in his doubt, the Shita also. The Ramban had a different shot, it's already why. It's not a question of what's more kala or chomer, it's a matter of psychology of human beings. And they'll be afraid to be matter the Yitzhak after Kvura, they'll think there's a very cow. The matter before Kvura would say people's minds is more cow than the Avela subsequent, even though one might be the rest of them on the backwards. As we said earlier. So how many children have? Five children. Two in Agos. Maimini, and you have the Ritz Gate, and you have the, the Ritzvah Strat, the Ritzvah Strat, and you have the Ramban Strat. So five reasons why the B has to take place before the Kvura. Fine. Remember the shadow we had, how do you matter the Kvura, the Bia before the Kvura, after all, it's the Chanisa Daraisa, according to Sarmi Shona. So what do Ramban in the famous Teretz page, Reish Yud Beis Yud Gimel, what is the Teretz? Essay Docha Essay. Some kind of essay of Vilas Mitzvah, we're not sure exactly what he means. There's an essay of Vilas Mitzvah, which is Docha, the essay of Avet. You don't say it all the time, by definition. The essay, they ask the Tashma Shrim Shiva. No, they say the essay of Bias Zochet. No, Bias Mitzvah is a special kind of an essay. We don't exactly know what that means. What's the Mitzvah? Is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs Bias Mitzvah the first day after the marriage? Is one of the Tayag? I don't know, but that's what the Ramban says. The Rosh in Simon Gimel is a much simpler answer to this question. A simple, simple answer. It's so simple that we don't understand why everyone else doesn't give this answer. He spoke about it before. The Rosh says that the reason that they're matir, the Bia, is very simple. This is on page 64. It's the Simon Gimel. It's a little less than halfway down the second column. This is Lav Raya. Lav Raya. Why? Aizik Subis boiled to the mitzvah porish when? Balayla. The Kovach Metzal Namoka, Hilchach Lekha Avelis D'Oraisa. Porsche. You don't even understand what the Ramban is talking about. It's an obvious Tachiyah. Right? And sometimes you see Jerusalem Kedoshin and Piyadot Sabayom. The Chazbala says Balayla. And Balayla is only there for the Ripshah Kapu Sey and Hilchach Lekha Avelis. So presumably the Ramban didn't give this answer because he's working with an assumption and we're even including a case where Nebuch, there's a wedding, a regular typical wedding which takes place these days at night and Nebuch, the father or mother dies at the wedding, which is at night. And the Kfura is going to be the next day. So that night is the Yom Mitzvah Kfura is a Daraita. It's the Gemara is referring to all kinds of cases, he assumes. You can't get this there. It's all about this. That's what I think is the reason why the Ramban didn't give the Rosh's Teretz. The Emek Dover, the Divrei Sofer, the Kodesh Chavav, gives this Teretz. Then he goes into a wild Teretz. I don't believe for a minute. This is part of the 1%. He says, maybe we should say that Halayla Holech Acher Hayom in this regard. How can he say that? That's the Rifkin to disprove. I could even begin to say such a thing. I don't know. That I don't understand. The Rosh, Rabotai, in Ksubis and Simon Hag is a Teretz, which I asked you to see. Interesting Teretz. From the Ramah, Yom Rishon Shal Simchas Kosn Avi D'Oraisa. Who? Is this? I never heard this in the Torah. V'yom Chasunas of Yom Simchas Libo. Alma, the Simchas Libo for Yom Rishon, yesh lo smach min ha-Torah. Smach min ha-Torah? Shir HaShir? I mean, we all love Shir HaShir, and it's Kodesh Kodosh and everything, but not the Torah. No. It's a little strange. So somebody gave a Teretz. Who came to me? Who came to me? Who? Oh, you did. You, Yaakov? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. after we took away his last home run, we called it a foul ball. Because the Sitz Eliezer was foul ball. I mean, it was not the grab shot. Now Yaakov comes back, and the next pitch, you better, that's a good one. Malvin hits the ball way down, 500 feet, foul by an inch. Then he hits another one over the center field fence. So Yaakov has a terrace, Gevaldik, Mechavin to the Mishkan of Yaakov. Our Mishkan is going to take for Kohelet. Yaakov gives you a terrace. Why give a pasuk, which is from Shir HaShirim, give a pasuk which is found in the Chumash? And it's not only found in the Chumash, but it's a Gemara Mufereshes in the Masechet Amorot Katan, which is based upon it. Now Zion Amud Beis. Everyone turn your Amorot Katan in front of you. Zion Amud Beis. Give a look. Here's a terrace, a home run. On Zion Amud Beis, it says like this. V'yomei rolls for Yeshom Shatzeroa, V'yeshom Shiatzeroa. K'anam u'chosin sh'noz l'nega nos no Zion Yimei HaMishter. You don't bother him. 7 days. You see that the source of the Mishkanos Yaakov, our Mishkanos Yaakov, for din the oraisa of Simchas Kosan for 7 days. For 7 days. Okay? Quite a remarkable din. Oh. The Ran in Subis, the answer to the Sikh is a different term. The Ran says something which is, you have to try to understand it. Let's try to figure it out. If we take us a few extra minutes, we might have. I want to talk Kibbutz tomorrow. The Ran in Subis, on Aleph Mezbeis, I like that. Aleph Mezbeis in the top of Harif is an interesting answer to the original Kasha. How are they matter the beer? So how many terrors we have so far? The Rizgeis, there's no issue to begin with. You have the Ramban, you have the Ramah, the first day, you have Yaakov Yaakov, the Mishkanos Yaakov. Oh, it's sort of a shmogorim. I say the whole week is all right, sir. And now you have the Ran, fifth step, again five. What's the fifth terrace in the Ran?
Which one?
Well done. I don't know what that means. The Ran is as follows. The Ran is like this. Yes, the Kasha. How are they matter it? How are they matter it? The Valt is a Doraisa. Lav Kushi. The Bed and Masin Lakar Dovim and Atorah Beshevi Al Tase. Well, if he's there and a royal is asking with Varam Shal Simcha Kolosa Yom, and she ain't no Chayav Lassus Masin Shal Avelus, Vahim Beshevi Al Tase. All the Ran is one line. I think it's underlined in this Gemara. Thank you. One line in the Ran. What's Sheva Al Tasa? The matter of Bia. Bia B'Sheva Al Tasa. Pretty tough. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means it's as follows on both sides. That although the Bia is in action, but the fundamental Isser of Avedas Daraisa is, and I say, there's no Lava, say don't. Says do. Whatever the Daraisa is, the Tamei Elisabel is our version of the Rambam. Or the Chalti Chata, have it your way. But still, it's up to not say. There's no lav over here. That's considered the anakiro we call v'shev v'altasa. This is the pshat. That's the pasha pshat. Again, the emek dover, it's the Kotan lamid, says what it means is, looks like the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's not available till the kvura. Then you have a bia, and then it's a kvura, so it's retroactive. It's called shev v'altasa. What? I don't know what he's talking about. The follow the Rambam is no kasha to begin with. Retroactive Sheva, I still don't understand what he's saying. I told you again, 99% of the Sheva is Gevaldik. I still recommend you all buy it, but 1%, I just don't understand what the words mean. Yeah. You postponed it. So he means it's at night.
But it's not going to
die. I don't believe it. Everyone really says that? I don't believe it, even for a minute. I have to stop. The time is up. But this throws me off completely. I wanted to figure. I don't know what to say. But I don't want to respond until I see it inside. So mission tomorrow. We'll start with this hour number one, and we still are not yet finished with the sugya. But it'll take us 5 minutes. I believe that 10 minutes at most. And we'll start the sugya of people. I gotta see this. It's against everything I said. Say by the bell. Yeah. Who's the Mark Tibbet? Who's the Mark?
Well, I mean, these things are different.
Depends if you want to work. Okay. There are buttons, nothing. Either you have to, whatever you want to have. chicken with the milk?
Oh, Rabbana!
Oh, yeah. Oh, one more announcement. BBYO is right after we had a brief lunch. And I mean, we didn't go and give it a 40 patients around it. Back at 5 o'clock.